Previously on Quest Laid Plans.
Even though you know that it's not Chiron, you know it's Esther, something about being in the same physical space on the precipice of what seems like a battle, with Chiron there, you just feel a little stronger. And you see yourself in this sort of dreamlike landscape. You're on the campus of the Adventuring Guild. You know it. But you can't place where exactly. It's like a composite of places or not a place at all. And of course, there's this temple, which has started rising out of the ground. You feel the entire world shake just for a second. And when you open your eyes again, you feel fantastic. You have just been hit with a massive super healing blast, for lack of a better... I mean, you recognize Porla's magic anywhere. Out of the basin, you see a massive clawed talon emerge, and then another. You see it crawl out, and once it's on a clearer patch of land, you see it rise slowly and stand. Windswip, you recognize it as a dinosaur.
Oh no.
And the main thing that you're taken in by is that it looks horrible. It looks bloody. Its feathers are falling off. It has gaping open wounds, areas where you can almost see bone. It looks burnt. It looks like it's in pain. And that suspicion is confirmed to you when you see it rear its mighty head back and open its huge beak to the heavens and scream. And the scream you hear is familiar to you because it's Porla's scream. Under this rotting, melting skin of this creature, you see the shape of Porla. Welcome to Quest Laid Plans, the podcast where we ask the question, can an old party learn new tricks? I'm your dungeon master, Megan Kelleher, and with me are five people I just met in line at Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Oh, hey! I'm Maya Isming, playing Winsta Palm, Air Genasi Gnome Fighter, and I was actually hoping to build a wolf. I don't know if that's what this is for, but...
I'm Phil Arevalo, playing Kit Marpala, Water Genasi Monk, and definitely a former employee getting something for his kids who's dreading seeing all of his former coworkers.
Ooh, intense.
Oh, hi there. I'm Jesse B. Kohler, playing a human boy, golden boy. I thought this was the line for build a dad, so I'm going to go over there, Esther Miffian's sorcerer. Not to be confused with build a daddy.
Very different establishment.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Jamie Hathaway, playing Aveline Yavri Skywatcher, hoping that this time they're going to let me do a custom Addy plush. I just want to take a deer head and put it on a horse body. This is the fourth time this week I've been in asking for this. I'm hoping I've finally worn down the stuff.
Biblically terrifying. I'm Neda Marie Vortiva, playing Naraya Winsor in your halfling wizard rogue, and I have never been to a Build-A-Bear, so I don't have a joke for this.
All right, everybody, I'm going to hand you your little fabric hearts, and you have to spin around three times and make a wish. No matter how fucking embarrassing it is, they will make you do it.
That sounds beautiful, actually. I think I would cry. Let's go.
All right. Welcome back. There are a couple things about what just happened that I forgot to tell you. One, in that moment before you were healed, when you saw her reliquary explode and turn into this massive burst of yellow light. You saw the glass shards do a very strange thing, sort of twinkling in this light, where they exploded out in this spherical pattern the way you would sort of expect them to. And at a certain point, they slowed to a halt and then sucked back in to a point that seemed to be underground. They just shot into the ground.
Fun. Normal.
The other thing that happened was, in light of this horrifying screech, I need everybody to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh my god, guys, this is the first time we've rolled wisdom saving throws on the podcast. As a Kalashtar, I get automatic advantage on wisdom saving throws.
Wow. Fuck yeah. You're so wise.
Amazing.
Is this a magical thing that's happening?
Yeah. It has to be magic if a dinosaur zombie is using a woman's voice to scream.
It has to be.
Sure.
Okay, so I get advantage because
I have no advantages, but I do want it on record that this is my favorite mechanic in all of D&D for some reason. I enjoy wisdom saves.
It didn't help. The advantage didn't help.
Who got lower than an 18?
I did.
Oh, I got a dirty 20.
Windswip did.
So raise your hands one more time for me.
Everyone apart from me.
Everyone except for Avalyn.
I got a dirty 20, and it's good that I rolled with advantage, because otherwise I would only have had a... I rolled a 12 and a 5, so otherwise I would have had a 13.
Yeah. So wise.
Yeah. All right, allow me to roll.
I rolled a 5 and an 8. So even though I had advantage, it did nothing.
I do have plus 5 to my wisdom saves, but I did roll a 10.
All right, I'm going to roll some dice for you.
I have a plus 0. This is going to be great.
Yeah, if this is like a wisdom savey sort of situation continuously.
I am in a great place.
Bad.
Okay, everybody who failed, you are going to take 22 points of psychic damage.
Megan!
Ooh. Cool.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. We just got that back.
And you are frightened for 1 minute.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Wait.
As well as passing the wisdom save, I also have resistance to psychic damage. So I take half, but then I take half again.
You actually, I think if you save, you don't take it.
Okay, cool.
So you're double good. Everyone who's frightened, your movement speed is halved, and you may repeat this saving throw at the end of each of your turns, and it ends the effect if you are successful. So if you are frightened, you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of fear is within your line of sight. And I'm going to go ahead and, for simplicity's sake, say that unless you really concoct some crazy shenanigans, it's like a kaiju-sized thing. So it's probably within your line of sight. And you cannot willingly move closer to the source of your fear while frightened.
Gorgeous.
It's such a misleading gauge of it anyway, because if it's line of sight, just turn around, close your eyes. Like, you know?
Right, yeah. I can't see you.
You can't hurt me.
No object permanence.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't be scared if you don't have object permanence. Psych. All right, guys. I'm going to need everybody to roll initiative.
I got an 8.
16.
Oh, I'm also at 8.
Destiny. There's someone on Archive of Our Own who's so happy about Yo's initiatives.
I would also like to point out that Brex is...
Where the fuck is Brex? Like, physically.
Brex is dead on the ground at your feet. I think that Porla had been carrying them and then sort of dropped him when Porla went into possessed by birds.
I mean, good news is that Brex is not swallowed up by possessed by birds form.
We'll take what we can get.
I mean, we still don't know if they're...
Did anybody get higher than a 20?
Oh, God, what are we? Like...
Did anybody get higher than a 15?
I got a 16.
Aveline is carrying, guys.
Stay her beautiful, strong hands.
It makes sense that as the only person who's not frightened, I have the higher initiative. Like, that's a nice little dice narrative there.
Frightened gives us disadvantage in ability checks, right?
Yeah.
Initiative is an ability check.
Well...
I'm sorry.
All right, everybody fucking re-roll then, I guess.
I'm sorry!
I mean, I don't think...
Oh, that's so nice. That was a 17. Wow. Yeah,
that's a natural 20, so...
Doesn't matter.
Sad. Yeah. That was just a good kick in the teeth is what
sorry.
That was.
Cool. Okay, so Aveline got 16. Did anybody get, like, in the 13 to 16 range? Hey, what about the 10 to 13 range?
12.
Okay.
11.
All righty, guys.
So just to clarify, Big Bird ate our friend and we're scared. Just to clarify, the descriptors were
sure.
Yellow, big talons. Okay. Just
got
just
it. Like
and we're scared.
And we're scared.
That's all the nightmares I had at like age 5 as Big Bird ate my friends and I'm scared.
Right, exactly. It's my favorite episode of Sesame Street. I want to point out that although the light was yellow, now that the creature has solidified, it is more of like a grayish, bloody, gross lump situation of a color. A lump of a color. A real lump of a color.
So fuck off, Henson family. No copyright. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. That's not wearing a red t-shirt. Okay, so first in the order is Aveline.
Okay.
Okay, save the day.
As the only person who is, like, actively thinking straight, I think I'm feeling some more pressure to be like, okay, right, fuck. My friend, who I was kind of mad at, has been eaten by a giant dinosaur. And I am going to summon my Wildfire Spirit as my action. So I'm going to summon Addy. And I'm going to make her pop up so she is within 10 feet of the dinosaur and further away from the rest of the party, because when I summon her, each creature within 10 feet must succeed on a dex save DC 16 or take some fire damage.
Okay.
So please make a DC 16 dex save for the dinosaur. I'm assuming that it's massive, so it maybe is not the most dexterous creature in the world.
Hey, you can definitely assume that.
You can assume whatever the fuck you want, Jamie.
Might be wrong, but...
Okay. Feel free to go ahead and fucking assume.
14.
Fuck yeah. So you take 6 fire damage. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to command Addy to use her flame seed attack, which she does directly after my turn. Does a 22 hit the dinosaur?
It do.
Hell yeah. That is another 6 damage. Another 6 fire damage to the dinosaur.
Okay.
That is my turn. Getting her up there.
All right, yeah, you summon Addy, and Addy has a flame aura that just radiates these massive waves of heat, and you see it kind of get to the toes on this massive talon, and you see this dinosaur creature kind of hop back a little bit on one foot, like, ah! And again, it's kind of Porla's voice, and it's kind of terrifying.
I think actually as well, I'm going to take my movement, and I think I had been further back anyway, like I hadn't gotten super close to the bowl. So I think I'm going to move up to it and be still kind of at the back of the group, and then Addy is closer. So there's a bit of distance between me and Addy.
You guys are none of you at the start of this, position-wise, and, like, we're gonna be loosey-goosey about it because we're doing Theater of the Mind. None of you are closer than, I would say, like, 50 or 60 feet from either the temple or the monster. So, with that in mind, are you sort of moving... what are you moving closer to?
Closer to the temple.
Okay, cool. So, What's your speed? Like, how much closer are you?
30 feet. So I guess then I'm 30 feet from the temple instead of 60 feet from it.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Awesome. Naraya, you're up.
Jesus. Question for the casters among us who prepare spells. Our prepared spells didn't change, even though we technically long rested, right? I didn't have time to think about my books, right?
Right. Yeah.
Cool. How far away are we approximately? And I'm apologies if you already told me, I was distracted by being afraid.
Picturing, like, I don't know if this makes any sense, but I'm picturing it like if you're all standing in kind of a clump facing the same way, like facing towards the temple. If you were to, like, I would say, like, the temple and the monster are kind of like splitting center, to use theater terms, and the temple is on your right, so like stage left, and the monster is stage right / like your left.
That's right.
How I'm orienting it.
Cool.
That's kind of as specific as I've got in my head. Aveline is now sort of halved that distance, more in the direction of the temple than the direction of the monster.
All right. I have 2 courses of action. And I honestly thought someone was going to be before me so I could figure it out. Give me half a second. I'm thinking very, 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 very hard.
Here's what I am going to do. I am going to look around, clearly panicked, wide-eyed, and I am going to be a team player and not fight this by myself, and I'm gonna cast Haste on Windswept.
Oh my god.
So you get plus 2 to your AC, your movement speed goes up, and you get an extra action.
Haste is so good.
Okay.
And please take advantage of it, because it's concentration and I'm scared! So I might drop it real fucking soon.
Okay.
And then I am going to use my 10 feet of movement, because my movement is halved. And my movement is usually 25, so my 12 feet of movement I will use to just get a little bit closer.
To the monster, the temple, or both?
I want to start moving towards where Brex's body is.
I think Brex's body is with y'all. Like, I think that...
Is it?
Yeah.
In that case, I want to start moving towards the temple.
Okie dokie. So...
A whole 12 feet.
So, okay. Anyone who's frightened can't move to the source of its fear.
Yeah, so I can't move towards the monster anyway.
Okay, so there you go. So the temple is okay.
Jesse coming in hot with the actually.
Yeah, a rare moment for Jesse to get in. And I'm actually.
Listen, take your W, man. All right, so at this point, the monster is going to take a legendary action.
Fuck. Oh, great. That's cool.
Track legendary actions for once.
Legendary actions in my notes of initiatives are always leg.
Me too, I have leg. Leg, just leg. It's a man leg.
You know, you gotta laugh. I gotta be laughing, because otherwise...
Listen, that means, are you laughing?
How many do you have to actions do you have to pick from in this stat block? This is horrifying.
Nikki gives me like War and Peace stat blocks, and I have to like legitimately study as though it's like the SATs. Okay, so at this point,
leg.
At this point, leg.
Leggy out.
It's leg time.
It's leg day, baby.
It is leg day.
Oh no, we hate leg day.
At this point, you don't see anything. You hear the flapping of wings coming at you from all directions.
Is this more fucking birds? I swear to fucking God.
More birds!
I need Esther, Windswip, and Kit to give me a constitution saving throw.
And saving throws are not affected by fear.
No.
Okay.
No, you're good. It's a straight roll. Okay, guys, how did you do?
There are 15.
15 as well.
I'm going to use inspiration to roll with advantage on this. Okay, that's better. Dirty 20.
Okay.
15 is like on the edge. I like don't know, I know. If it's good enough.
The three of you feel... You hear these wings coming at you and getting louder and louder, and then all of a sudden you just feel this massive blow as this, like, wall of birds hits the three of you, and I'm going to roll damage right now.
The wall of birds.
I should have organized my dice before this, but I didn't, so we're all going to suffer. We're all going to have a horrible time.
Hey, we're already there.
I'm suffering anyway.
I'm already there.
Wow. Jesse coming in hot with the Lone Star reference. Damn. Those who failed the save, which is Windswip and Esther, you are going to take 29 necrotic damage.
Jeez Louise.
I guess that's 14 for Kit.
Oof, I'm already almost back to where I was when I started.
These birds, as they hit you, sort of explode in little kamikaze bombs of smoking, rotting flesh and disappear and are just leaving behind this horrible vibe.
So they appear, they do this bird wall, and then they're just like, we can't see them anymore.
Right, yeah. They're not still around, as was the case with the birds of yore. They are just gone. They're sort of temporary birds.
Good times.
Okay, Esther, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to conjure Fink to join us. So let me roll a d4. Oh, of course. So just as a reminder, I roll a d4 to decide what sort of...
how she's looking.
how cared for Fink is. And apropos, it's a one. So she looks, her tongue is just fully falling out of her mouth. I don't know if she has a jaw right now. she is a Shiba Husky who has seen better days, but her heart and spirit is with us. So, yeah, so that is the first thing.
Don't know if she has a jaw.
And I am going to use Magic Missile as a second level against this dinosaur.
Okay.
So that's 17 force damage.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to use 2 sorcery points to do a quicken spell on the message cantrip.
Fuck yeah. Who are you messaging?
I'm going to message Porla. Ah,
ah. You just killed me. I started coughing.
Netta's face there was just absolutely pure childlike glee. Just yes.
I love the message cantrip so much.
Do you think she gets service inside of the dinosaur's skin?
There's only one way to find out, Megan.
Gross.
What exactly does it say about the message cantrip? Do you have to be able to see the person you're messaging? Because can you really see Paula if she's inside the dinosaur?
I think you can. I think you can recognize that. No, but I think even if we wanted to be a dick about that, you can very clearly see the outline of her. It's, like, very creepy.
Okay, so Fink appears, looking as she does. Fucking, of course. And then Esther is going to point at the outline of Porla. And start saying, Porla, please. Porla, come back to us. Help us. We can help you end this. Porla, please. If you're there, please, please come back to us. We had had you. Please, Porla, come back.
You hear Porla say, I can't come back, but you cannot let Chorus get the egg.
Where's the egg?
That's all you got.
We're looking for an egg, everybody.
Got it. Egg.
And I'm still terrified.
Hey, Questies, it is me, Megan, here with your usual mid-show announcements. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And if you are enjoying what you hear and you want to hear more of it and you want more people to hear more of it, there are a few ways you can do that. For free, you can just, like, write a cool tweet about how much you love the show, or you can leave us a nice review on your podcast listening platform of choice. If you want to get fancy with it, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/questlaidplans. We'd also love it if you would come hang out with us on Discord. You can get the link to the invite to our Discord server at questlaidplans.com/discord or bit.ly/questlaiddiscord. And we're having tons of fun in there, sharing theories, sharing little behind-the-scenes bits. It's got the cast, it's got the crew, it's got the Questies. So yeah, if you want to come hang out with us there, we would love to have you. What else? Of all the cast and crew's Twitter handles are in the show notes always, so check us out there. Thank you again so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye-bye.
Okay, so your magic missiles have fired at this giant monster that is, it's probably sloughed off a few nasty bloody scales in the process of doing 17 force damage. And you've got the message from, the psychic message from Porla under its skin. Can't let Chorus get the egg. It is now Windswip's turn.
Okay. I have a question about how strict you're going to be about these haste rules, because I can get one additional action. Wondering if I can use that instead as a bonus action.
I'm going to get back to that in a second, because I just realized something. And I just realized, what I just realized, and I this is me being very benevolent, because I know I'm being very mean in other ways, that you all are allowed, or if you're frightened, you are allowed to re-roll that save at the end of your turn, and I think a couple of you forgot.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
all of us. Yeah. Forgot.
So if the two of you who went and are frightened wanted to do that, I would allow it.
Thank you.
Can I roll with advantage because of my girl Fink?
Okay, sure.
Ooh, 19. No, 21.
Yeah.
I didn't pass.
What did you get?
11.
Okay, so Nariah, at the end of your turn, you are no longer frightened, but, which I don't know if changes your plan on going. No, okay. Thank you for that gift. And Esther, you're still frightened. Okay, cool. Okay, Windswip, your question was, can you make your haste a bonus action?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, why not? I don't care. Like, it sounds like you have something cool in mind, so do it. Is how I feel.
Well, it's just that I'm limited in actions.
No, I don't mean that as like a, I hope I don't sound like, fine, do it. Like, sometimes I get really in my head about like, what are the rules? And then I'm like, it's all made up. Just do what's fun and cool.
I totally get that, that tension for sure. Okay, so the first thing she's going to do is use her first bonus action to invoke her storm rune, which she's used before, allows her to enter this prophetic state for a full minute, which can allow her to use her reaction to help herself or anyone else on an attack roll or a saving throw or an ability check. So she can help kind of counter the frightened thing for somebody with that. And it'll also last for a minute, but she only gets one reaction per round. So that is her first thing that she's going to do. A little electricity kind of sparks in her eyes, and along with the haste magic. And yeah, so that's the first thing she's going to do. Second thing is she's going to use the other bonus action to, why not? Wait, she's already big. Right? Did she get unbiggened when the light hit her?
I think that's a you question.
Okay.
That after a long rest, would you still be in giant?
No, holes? Because of timing reasons. So I guess, okay, yeah, I guess for timing reasons, she shrank back down, got hit by this scary wave, and is now going to use it to get big again. And after, she's trying to work up the nerve to face the big bird when Esther calls out something about an egg, and she notices egg. That Evelyn egg she notices Evelyn and Nariah heading towards the temple, so she's like, egg temple. I don't know why she's speaking in just like
egg now.
It's my favorite breakfast restaurant.
The egg temple.
I offered them an egg in this drying time. Great. We're doing well.
Okay. Yeah. So she is going to move her doubled haft movement, which is just her normal movement, 25 feet towards the temple. And as she gets closer... I'm sorry. Can I... I know, I just did this whole narrative, and then can I retract the one giant's might? Actually, I want her to still be small.
Yeah.
Okay, before she gets big, she runs towards the temple, and as she gets closer to Aveline, she calls out, "Hey, if I ever need to fight that thing, wondering if you can help me get up there later, maybe."
I can try. I can try. I can fix something out.
This is so big brain.
This is so big brain. It's not your turn, so I will allow you to say that and nothing else.
I just want her to say it. I don't expect it to happen. I think she's just trying to plant the idea, the strategy in her head for now. But for now, her plan is to go where everyone else is going. And yes, so instead of the giant's might bonus action, she's going to use her second wind. So she's going to stay small, but use her second wind to get some hit points back. Sorry, that was really confusing.
No, it wasn't.
Do you need
all.
Me to recap what happened?
No, I think... Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Bonus action Storm Rune to help with advantage on certain throws. Ran 25 feet, called out to Aveline, and is using her second wind. That's it.
Rad. Perfect. All right. Yeah, we're all adrenalined up, and there's a giant dinosaur, so maybe no one's thinking straight. It's fine.
So she gets 14 hit points back from her second wind.
Cool.
Imagine if our cleric hadn't turned against us.
Imagine.
We wouldn't really have a a show here. But,
but we have a great party.
There you go. Kit, it is your turn.
Can I just take a quick look around? Like, all there is the plane, the temple, and the big bird. That's, like, what is around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to make my saving throw against being frightened.
Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me. Seriously.
That is a 19.
You are no longer frightened.
Yay. Okay.
Nice. All right.
So Kit closes his eyes. He takes a really big, deep breath in. And he remembers that time at the lake and that conversation he had with Chiron about, like, feeling so small and this sort of weird dichotomy of, like, feeling sort of amazed at something but also totally overwhelmed. And he's able to, like, meditate on that weird tension and is basically, like, casting stillness of mind on himself. Basically calms himself down, is no longer frightened. And then, now that I'm no longer frightened, I'm going to spend a key point to do... Fuck it. Gonna cast Step of the Wind to double, to take the dash action, so I get double my speed. And I just beeline it 90 feet towards the temple.
Fuck yeah.
Get that egg, baby.
Okay, so you more than make it to the temple. You make it there, and you see... Well, okay, so I'll sort of ask you what you want to do, because you still will have, like, 30 feet of movement left. You get to the temple, and when you're sort of on the precipice of, like, you could step in and walk around and, like, look in the bowl if you wanted to, you also sense, you know, the ground is very much shaking, and, like, this temple is very much still slowly rising. And so far, the only thing coming up under the temple is, like, a large, it almost seems like a courtyard underneath it, like a large slab that is, it's just, like, the floor is coming up from the ground.
Okay. Screw it. I'm going to get, like, onto the slab as it, like, rises up. Yeah, because I don't want to have to climb it later if I need to. So I'm just going to, like, yeah, using just sort of hop up there as it's going up and just, like, trying to keep my balance on the slab. And, like, if I look around, there's nothing else that I see yet.
Right, yeah, it's just, I mean, if you were to look into the bowl, it has blood in it, and you're not really sure who or what's blood, but otherwise it's just a regular kind of goldenish bowl on a stone pedestal in a stone temple structure.
Okay, so I guess the last thing I do is I yell back, I don't see an egg yet, but still might be here.
Okay. Can we call this episode Legs and Eggs?
Maya, you know what Legs and Eggs is, right?
Oh. What's Legs and Eggs?
I didn't think of that.
What's Legs and Eggs?
I've been to Legs and Eggs.
Yeah, Legs
what
and Eggs.
What the fuck is Legs and Eggs?
It's a brunch at a crappy strip club in Providence.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
It's not even the nice strip club. It's the bad one.
Yep. Amazing.
So, autumn 2022, we are going to be doing a live show at Legs and Eggs, where we
from
eat.
What if they're
not doing
brunch
it anymore because of COVID? Yeah, the Foxy Lady. Yeah,
before
the Foxy Lady,
anyone
which is not
cancels
the nice
us,
one.
Dancers and other performers at erotic establishments are awesome, and please tip them a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, they're great. Strippers are awesome, and every stripper I've ever known just calls themselves a stripper, so I don't mind saying it. But, Yeah, it's a brunch stripper situation.
God, amazing. I can't decide if stripper brunch sounds worse than drag brunch. I'm not sure. Both of those are terrible in context.
Well, I can't imagine the food's any good, but...
No, the food is awful.
Phil weighing in very strongly.
Yeah, what was the vibe like, Phil?
The problem is people are either there, like, for the memes or... They are people who would go to a strip club at, like, 9 a.m. on, a, like, a mm-hmm. Friday morning.
So everyone's profoundly depressed.
Yes. It's no bueno. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'm super glad that... I think we all needed, like, at the end of that round, like, a mental refresh.
Okay. Cool. Whose turn was it? What's going on?
It is currently the dinosaur's turn.
Oh, great. Time to get fucked up.
Did the dinosaur roll shit initiative?
She got a surprise round and then rolled bad. This dinosaur can sense that you have zero respect for her, and she's going to make her way on all fours, the front two being the wings.
Saucy.
Saunters over like a dancer at the Legs and Eggs.
Yeah, like very sexy, walking except, down the catwalk. A rotting dinosaur zombie.
She's opening her beak for us to put tips in.
Well, no, she's opening her beak because she's trying to eat Kit. So I'm going to make an attack roll.
This is a serious battle.
The time for bits has ended.
Uh-oh. The time for legs is over. The time for eggs is now.
Okay, I'm assuming a 23 hits you.
That hits, yeah.
Okay. Make it roll with disadvantage, please, from Windswip's Storm Rune.
Does a 22 hit?
God damn it!
God damn it! Yes.
Come on, I was really good about that one.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Kit, you're going to take 18 piercing damage.
Okay.
And 6 acid damage.
Acid. Oh, I had exactly 3 hit points left.
That changes everything.
It's down.
Fuck.
So mad that rune didn't work.
Between Step of the Wind dashing over was doing patient defense and just taking the dodge action. I got greedy.
All right, so you, in addition to being unconscious, you are grappled in the beak of this dinosaur and you are restrained. So, can somebody remind me how damage works vis-a-vis death saves?
No, we will not.
No.
All right, well, I'm gonna
you can Google it yourself, Megan.
Fuck you, Megan. You know when the tone shifts just so fucking quickly?
Yeah, Bits has left the room.
Legs and eggs. Oh no, Kit's fucking dead.
Kit's at 2 failed death saves.
No, it's 1. It's 1.
Well,
I think it's 2 if it's a crit.
Oh yeah, it's
and
2
it's
if
also
it's a crit.
2 if it's melee, which is your
being eaten.
It's not. It's not because it's acid damage coming from the nasty, smelly breath spit.
Good.
Of this gross thing.
So it's terrible, but not that fucking terrible. Someone get him out of there.
Okay. So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna have you take a death saving throw failure because. Nope, I lied. Not yet. It's at the start of the turn, and the turn already started, so you have a whole other round before you start doing that. Thank the Lord. I get so invested in these little player characters I'm trying to murder.
You should examine that, Megan.
That is sociopathic.
I hate her.
Everyone get in the no DMs allowed chat thread so we can roast Megan.
I'm like a really empathetic and kind person.
Oh,
and
she's
then
an
like
empath.
I start DMing. Oh. I'm an empath. I'm sensing you guys are mad.
Megan's an empath. She can tell that we're fucking pissed right now.
Yeah. Okay, bye. I'm hurting.